President Trump lashed out at the news media, Democrats, and just about everyone else in the room today at a testy press conference in Washington. He boasted about all his administration has accomplished in less than a month. And on issues like immigration, Trump said he's only following through on his campaign promises.
Some people are so surprised that we're having strong borders. Well, that's what I've been talking about for a year and a half, strong borders. They're so surprised. Oh, he's having strong borders. Well, that's what I've been talking about to the press and to everybody else.
Trump may have been trying to flex some muscle today, but so too were immigrants in America, or at least some of them. Estimates suggest thousands stayed away from their jobs, closed their businesses, or offered a portion of their profits for an event billed as the Day Without Immigrants. Andy Shalal, owner of Busboys and Poets Restaurants in D.C., shut down all six of his establishments. I asked him if that was a tough decision financially.
Well, it was and it wasn't. I think, as an immigrant myself, I felt an obligation to stand in solidarity with the rest of my staff, who was very, very much, of course, keen on doing it. This is a grassroots effort that started. No one really knows where, but it didn't take long to take off. This is the time not to sit on the sideline and watch what's happening, but really to get engaged.
Andy, how many people do you employ?
We have about 650 employees.
And how many are immigrants?
You know, we really don't know. I guess in a way, all of us are immigrants at some point or another. It's hard to tell who's an immigrant and who is not and who's been here for a short time and who's been here for a while.
I'm wondering, shutting down businesses, immigrant-run businesses, could it also hurt the very people who it's trying to help? I mean, I'm thinking maybe a single mom who's working at a fast food joint or a day laborer. They might have something bigger to lose in terms of day wages. What about that scenario?
Everyone really is going to use their conscience to be able to do what they have to do. I think people recognize that the fear that has been instilled in people in the past few weeks, the raids that are happening, are creating a huge amount of hardships. And so it's not a huge price to pay sometimes to lose a day's work.
So are all of your employees getting paid for the day off?
For many of our employees, they have earned leave. So we have paid sick leave and we have paid vacations and time off, and they're encouraged to use any of those.
Give us a sense of some of the immigrants who work for you. What are their lives like?
Many of them come from South America and Central America. Many of them come from Europe. They come from Africa. They come from Asia. They come from all over the world. So, their stories are varied. I know that, for instance, I have a woman that works here who's a host. She's been with me for about 7 years. She works almost nonstop, like literally day and night oftentimes. And she sends money back to her daughter, whom she hasn't seen for 7 years because of policies that make it impossible for her to see her daughter. So that's one of the issues that we want to highlight during this Day Without Immigrants, is to talk about immigration reform. We need to really sit down as a society and decide which side of history are we going to be on. We're facing one of the largest human catastrophes we've ever experienced in the world, with people being displaced all over the world. I come from a country of 25 million people, Iraq, and there were 5 million people that have been displaced. Many of them have become refugees twice and three times over. Many of them moved to Syria, and then Syria went under, and they had to move somewhere else. So it's really been disturbing for me when we start talking about such xenophobic terms and using the immigrants as a fodder for political advancement.
And of course, as an immigrant from Iraq, that's one of the countries in President Trump's immigration ban. Does this feel personal to you?
It feels very personal. My wife is from Iran, so we're both on the ban, so to speak. We're both American citizens. We've been here for a long time, and we feel American, But at moments like these, when suddenly you really feel like an outsider, it doesn't feel very good. I know that my wife had planned to go back to Iran. She usually goes there during the spring because that's the Iranian New Year. She decided this year to go before President Trump became president because she said, once he got elected, it was going to be difficult to see what's going to happen. So she went during December just because she didn't want to be humiliated coming back. She didn't want to be detained. She didn't want to be held back because on her passport, even though it's an American passport, it says born in Iran. So these are very, very tiny things. They compare nothing to the hardships that people are facing during this last round of executive orders that caused so much chaos for people that are waiting in airports. And these are people that have saved a lifetime to be able to get across here. They have to pay for an airline ticket or a boat ride or something to be able to get across here. And once they're here, they're told, no, we've changed our mind. We can't accept you now. Well, these are folks that are not going to be able to check in at a Four Seasons hotel and wait for somebody else to do something.
But at the end of the day, what will a one-day protest of shutting down immigrant-run businesses do?
So much comes out of these one-day events. I mean, look at the Women's March that happened on January the 21st after the inauguration. It started out with a grandmother in Hawaii who said, you know what, I can't sit here. We need a march. And by the time she woke up the next morning, there were thousands of people who are sharing it and liking it and doing all that on Facebook. Hundreds of thousands of women showed up. Well, you might say it's just one day, but so many organizations have sprouted from that one gathering. When somebody is hurt, you know, we're all going to stand up. Either we all rise together or we fall apart, and we're not going to let this happen.
Andy Shalal owns the Busboys and Poets restaurants in Washington, D.C. Thanks a lot, Andy.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.